The results of tracking 80 radio collared deer in the CWD hot zone this year found most adult does and bucks stay within 1 square mile, but young bucks travel about 5 miles from their birthplace. Researchers say that means the CWD hot zone could expand by about 5 miles a year, but the research by UW wildlife ecologist Nancy Matthews also found a few young females make long exploratory round trips. In one case, a young doe walked more than 100 miles from Mount Horeb to Freeport, Illinois and back. Matthews says that kind of movement could spread the disease further.
If these deer are infected, and if there is either an environmental component, meaning the soil, or a deer-deer contact that takes place with these aberrant deer, then the potential for the spread of disease is, you know, as far as these deer actually move.
But it's not known whether these wayward deer in the study are infected. Scientists still aren't sure whether CWD is spread by saliva, urine, feces, or infected soil. Matthew says her research also shows a significant number of deer are staying on land owned by people who oppose the state's efforts to fight the disease by drastically reducing the deer herd.
Ultimately, what this is going to look like if this pattern continues is that the deer that remain on the landscape will remain on those properties that are not being harvested as intensively as surrounding areas. And by default, that suggests that these areas become refuges.
Matthews says such refuges could become safe harbors for the disease, making it more difficult to eradicate. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.